Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the DeFalco Files with the owner and creator of FSW, the future stars of wrestling here in Las Vegas, Mr. Joe DeFalco. Joe, so you survived an election last night, and now you're heading right from the craziness of everything that's gone down within the last couple of months into a huge show on Saturday.
The state of emergency.
Yeah, which, I mean, kudos.
Mikey came up with that title a couple weeks ago.
You know, State of Emergency is not only going to be a show that will continue to set up the coming up show at Silverton, the against, no, what is it? What?
Luck of the draw. No Luck longer draw. Against all odds due to HR complaints from TNA.
Right. And I don't want to get you sued, so we're good. Yeah. But not only that, it's going to be a show in which the proceeds will be going from auctions and raffles to Chris Bay's recovery process. First, any updates on Chris before we get into the show itself?
Not too much. I texted him last night. I woke up to a message. You know, it's obviously a long process. So he's like, I'm okay. You know, good days, bad days. You know, just know there's a lot of work ahead. So we're, you know, praying that, you know, I've heard some things that, you know, show a little bit more positive signs than we've saw from the beginning. But again, it's just very tight-lipped, and if there's any information I get, I obviously would love to pass it on, but I'm not going to say anything unless, you know, Chris says, yeah, this is what you could say, blah, blah, blah. Not that he's told me what I can and can't say. There's just, you know, right now it's the very, very beginning stages of everything. So,
right.
You know, rehab's supposed to be starting, you know, heard some conflicting reports on when it was actually starting. You know, haven't really had a chance to touch base. So, you know, hopefully by Saturday for sure, you know, with everything going on, hopefully we can get a better update for everybody, because, you know, just me alone, I've gotten so many people reach out to me. I could just imagine, you know.
Right.
I was talking to Shogun the other day, and, you know, I believe he said Ice actually traveled to Detroit a few days back to visit him. Shogun was planning a visit, so I know his mom's there. I know Brittany's there. I know one of his boys from back east is there. Supposedly Ace Austin's been there pretty much every day, you know, keeping him motivated, keeping him going. So, you know, for a guy I know who doesn't have a lot of family, you know, at least there's a lot of people there, you know, because, you know, there can always, you know, every day there's something discouraging that's probably going to happen. And, sure, you know, if you don't have anybody there to lift you up, you know, you don't know what your mind thinks. But if you have a lot of positivity around, and we've talked about his determination in the past, you know, it's definitely a positive sign. So,
right. And, you know, that's, again, like you said, it's a process. Luckily, you know, from all indications, it seems like the doctors and the staff have, you know, done him well, which is very important as well. So, shine a little light on what is going to be going on Saturday at the FSW Arena in terms of what the fans can expect for you know, the auctions, the raffles, etc.
Well, yeah. So what we'll do is we're trying to get people to pre-purchase through the Zelle, the Venmo, Cash App, just because there's going to be a lot of people there. And, you know, I guess we're old school. We don't have a computerized system to put people into a computer that bought tickets. So we got to do raffle tickets. You got to put your name on them. You know, I was cheap back in the day, so I didn't buy the double-headed raffle ticket. I bought the one raffle ticket, so it's one number. So you got to put your name on it, and you put it in there instead of, here you go, here's, because people aren't going to buy one. They're going to buy 10. They're going to buy 20. Our fans have been very supportive in these situations in the past. And for someone like Chris, who's given so much to the Vegas wrestling community, you know, I just sent out, 500 emails from our email list about the show Saturday and the luck of the draw on the 24th. And one of our semi-regulars, he's like, hey, can't make the show. I want to buy some raffle tickets, blah, blah, blah. You know, sent them off a message right before I just talked to you. So the idea is to get it rolling because it's going to take time. And because of the extent, we're just going to run our show 7 o'clock to about 9:30. And then, because you don't need to be present to win. It's a raffle. Right. The auctions, obviously, we're trying to get out there. Cody donated his death-proof jacket. We have a bid of $150 right now for it. Pretty sure he'll sign it for you if you wanted him to. Or some guys, somebody asked, hey, what size is it? It's like, what the fuck are you doing? You want to, like, wear it? Like, it's like, it's Cody. It's not an extra small, that's for sure. So, you know, I talked to my guy Chandler at the Silver Knights. They donated 2 pairs of tickets to the Silver Knights game on the 16th. I talked to my guy Frank, a future legend. He's going to donate a sweatshirt, a future legends t-shirt. And we're trying to get more people. And it's like, it's crazy because you're trying to get stuff. Scott Hosey sent. I checked it yesterday. Beautiful picture. I wish it was all signed. It was a picture of 5 superstars. It was the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk. It was signed by Animal, along with Lex Luger, Sting, and Nikita Koloff, all wearing Road Warrior makeup. It was like a black and white, like somebody drew it, and it was, again, I don't know if somebody drew it, or it was like a black and white picture of it, but it looked great.
Yeah.
And we'll probably try to auction that off. He also had, I don't even know, who's number 3 on the Golden Knights? It was a nice autographed plaque that he got.
Stone, maybe?
I'm not sure. But he got that. It was Darren Waller, who no longer plays, but he's played for the Raiders. And there was just not some, you know, nice autographed pictures. There's a 16x20 autographed poster of Tully and Tessa Blanchard, both signed. So he included some stuff. I got some fans who are re-gifting. One's like an autographed 8x10 of RVD. Mikey has, from the GCW show, a chair that he's donating that's signed by the likes of Jimmy Lloyd and Nick Gage and also Jacob Fatu when he wrestled for GCW.
Does that include blood stains on the chair?
It could, you know. It might have, you might also have some pieces of the FSW arena from when Matt Justice put Jacob Fatu through the wall. So I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. You know, Fred's re-gifting the autographed Chris Bay chair. I just sent about 20 posters, different ones, to Kevin Cross, who not only donated $3,000 to the fund, said, whatever you got, send me. I found some nice posters from the Doomsday show with him and Jacob Fatu. So the poster 11x17 is got Jacob, Scarlett, and Kevin on it. Kevin, and hopefully Scarlett will sign in. And who knows? Maybe he'll bring it to Jacob Fatu to sign. Yeah. You know, But Brian Cage hit me up. He's going to be in town back on Friday. We're talking about seeing if he had something. But he also, I said, hey, we got a lot of posters because of the Mecca shows and things like that that had multiple guys on it that maybe not for Saturday, but will collect the autographs.
Right.
And have a poster that's signed by everybody and not just a couple of people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I'm going and I got stuff back here from the Nitro Grill. One's the Rey Mysterio, but this one, a fan made it. And actually, I'll show it to you right here.
Yeah.
This was from the Nitro Grill, so probably 1999 or so. And Rey actually signed it. Obviously, it was when he had his stuff, but it was somebody who, you know, did a very nice caricature of it. So,
which is hysterical because it actually really does look like Dominic.
To the place, it says, to the place to be, Nitro Grill, keep it real, Rey Mysterio. So, you know, and, you know, people who can't make it, you know, hey, they got their whole wrestling DVD collection that they're not really doing anything with. And if they feel, hey, it's part of the raffle or whatever, it was like two boxes, you know, worth of stuff. So everybody's coming out, whether they're donating or whether they're bringing stuff. You know, it's great to see. Like I said, we've always had the family atmosphere at FSW, bar none, compared to anybody else. And when someone is in need, you know, our friends and family and that come to the events, they really, you know, pull out all the strings. So, you know, there's no denying they, you know, all our fans aren't rich. And, you know, whether it's $1, $10, $100, whatever they can do, you know, they're very willing. You know, that's why we say about our merchandise compared to the wrestlers. It's like they support us by buying the tickets, and, you know, they support the wrestlers by, because they're getting paid, the wrestlers, whatever they're going to make. And regardless of whether we make money, we don't make money. But when they sell 3 T-shirts, 4 T-shirts, 6 T-shirts, yeah. And, you know, that's that added income. You know, not everybody has a great job. Not everybody has a job. Everybody's trying to grind in this business. I'm waiting on Sin Bodhi. Again, they won't be ready the day of, but he's putting together 10 of, if you've checked out his figures that he does with the 3D printer and everything, the work he puts in and painting them, he's going to do 10 Chris Bays that we're going to try to raffle or sell. We've been working with our guy Zeke Filsinger Games. They're doing an independent game. They deal with the wrestling stuff, and they decided to do an indie wrestling game, and FSW was fortunate enough to be the company. And, you know, we've gotten the cards, and they're supposed to be ready for the Silverton, but we're going to have a couple of full sets, which is the 8-card set right now. That happens to include Hammerstone, Chris Bay, of course, Bodhi, Brittany Brooks, Gregory Sharp, Shogun, Matt Vandegrift, and, you know, maybe missing one or two others. Let us know. We have the 8, and we're going to be giving away those. It's a card game, and, you know, the visuals of the guys are great, you know, and it looks fantastic. So it doubles as a trading card type of thing. It's got information on the back. And so we're very, very happy with what everybody is trying to bring to the table, you know, in any way we can to help Chris.
Yeah. When you start then thinking about what is actually going to be on the show, we've got some decent matches lined up here. What's, you know, what's everyone looking forward to?
Well, you know, we have what should be an extremely hard-hitting matchup. The winner of this four-way contender match will wrestle the Nevada State champion at Luck of the Draw. Can't say Matt because Matt's defending against one of the members of Culture Inc. who have done big things on the independents, working for Booker T, a lot of work in AEW.
We have Malik.
First time he's been here. We've had Eli Knight. He was part of the tournament we did, the Future Legend tournament. So Matt has actually defeated one of the members of Culture Inc. So Malik looking for revenge in one match. And then we have a matchup, very eclectic. You look at them and say, hey, wow, that's a good matchup. You know, back in the day, people don't remember, probably 2011, part of the agency, Clutch and Gregory Sharp, whose careers really veered off. And if you want to talk 2020, 2021, you would have to say that Clutch was far more successful than Gregory Sharp.
Yeah.
And then over the last couple of years, Gregory Sharp has exploded everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, slow learner, I guess. But we have a four-way match. Gregory Sharp, former Nevada State champion, the longest reigning Nevada State champion. Clutch, former tag team champion, never held a singles championship. Dante King, coming off a battle with Danny Limelight for the heavyweight championship. And Tyler Bateman, Ring of Honor, you know, trainer at the New Japan Dojo, now a trainer at FSW. And the winner of that match is getting an opportunity at Luck of the Draw. So that's one less name, whoever wins that match, for the Rumble. I redid the list yesterday, and I was at 37 names. Okay. So
just find three more to put in to make it 40, Joe.
Yeah, and then it'll be a two-hour match. But what I've come to the conclusion, instead of we talked about the factions, another creative thing from Joe, any tag team like Mariachi Montaña will come out together.
Sure.
The Killer D's will come out together. So that means we're at least at 32 because two people will take that one spot.
Right.
And now, you know, depending on where the faction falls and things like that, we might have upwards of 35, 36. You know, the loser of the number one contender tag team match will obviously be on the show. So if they're not in the tag team match, well, then add two more names, which adds one more person to the list. So that would put us at 33.
Yeah. Which, when you talk about Luck of the Draw, there we go.
There you go. Luck of the Draw. So then we also have a trios match. Team Arizona, Bryce Saturn, Damian Desire, who made the name for themselves. They're bringing back Joe's favorite, Evan Daniels, against the team of Mariachi Montaña. And the young prodigy Bodie.
You know, it's fitting because it always seems to be like Sky High and the young prodigy Bodie. Bodie just fits. I mean, the Unguided and Bodie, that match with NGCW. It's just so funny that,
you know, Bodie likes giving the rub to some of these other people.
Right. But he, you know, his style lends in and makes these six men pretty, you know, entertaining. And I think that's a compliment to, you know, being able to have a plug that you realize, oh, we can put it right there. And that match is going to now be elevated, especially with that Arizona crew. That's a good lineup, man.
Yeah, and then we also have two women's matches. The female member of Culture Inc., Kia Dream, takes on Zamaya. And Gypsy Mac, who's been on a roll, Even winning the winning our gimmick battle royal is Rhea Ripley. Yeah. She'll be taking on Alice Blair, who has her own issues and possession of the women's championship. So it'll be interesting to see, because Maz is not in the Bahamas this weekend wrestling.
Yeah.
So will she make an appearance?
So is it possible Alice might raffle off that belt, but not let the proceeds go to Chris?
She may, but she would be doing that on her own, because if we see that belt, that definitely won't be happening. So
I don't, have you ever come across an angle on any of the independents where a quote unquote stolen belt has been put up on eBay? I think that'd be fucking brilliant.
No, I don't believe anything's put on eBay. Not that I go on eBay that much to see. Right. So, you know,
but that, you know, we talk about, you know, blurring the lines. And one day you wake up and your belt's on.
You know, I think WCW did that with Medusa's belt back in the day after they, you know, I know one of the janitors, it could have been the one that was Jericho's guy. What was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rufus, right?
Rufus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rufus may, you know, if he saw it in the bathroom, hey, I seen one of the guys got released from a sports team because they grabbed somebody's jersey.
Wow.
I saw that recently. It happened a few years ago, but I just saw the article about it that I think it was a football player. He, you know, whether it's Tom Brady or somebody's jersey that he stole.
Wow. Well,
you know, how's that guy supposed to survive on the minimum salary in the NFL of $700,000 a year? Poor guy. He had to make ends meet.
Is that why Ricky Tenacious stole Hammerstone's trunks and put those up?
What's that?
Tenacious needs to get his BVW money going. So he stole Hammerstone's gear and put it up on eBay, right?
It's possible. I'm unaware of this. You know, are you starting rumors, Matt?
We just might start rumors now just to get shit started back there and make life even more.
Yeah, well, you know, it's bad enough. Let's not like start spreading thieving rumors. You know, not that that's ever happened in an independent wrestling locker room.
Yeah, but Joe, in your locker room, it literally happens in the back alley.
Well, that's what happens when you have a back alley, I guess.
You know, you're talking about seeing a couple of the Culture Inc. people come in, and you're feeding her to Zamaya, which is just brilliant. I think that should be very entertaining. You know, I've been familiar with these guys for quite a few years, and they always are very impressive. When you look at getting a chance to, you know, have them come in, what is something that people, even Evan Daniels, you've worked with them before, but, you know, again, every time you come around, you're kind of reintroducing yourself to the promoter, to the fans. What is some of the things that, you know, you need to think about as a wrestler when you're coming into these situations, so that A, the performance is well received by the crowd, and B, you know, there is a desire to bring a wrestler back. And it's obviously not just for your promotion, but when people go out, you know, to the various promotions out there, what are those things that they got to think about to make those things happen?
Well, the most important thing that I've seen is the desire to work for the company. What company do you want to work for? Okay, so Danny Limelight reaches out. Hey, I know Ice, I know Bay, whatever it is. You know, I want to come to FSW. And in that conversation, it's like, well, hey, Danny, you know, I'm very, before I really know him at all, you know, maybe had one or two messenger conversations. But I try to break down everything as easy to understand as there is. I get hundreds of messages. I get random messages on the Future Stars of Wrestling page that I don't really check because you have to go to the meta and you got to go to the thing, and half of it's Instagram that I don't go on. So it's really a pain in the ass to try to get that. And you hear wrestlers, oh, the promoter left me on read. And it's like, okay, you get a million messages. Sometimes you're driving, you're on your phone, you see a message. So it counts as you saw it, but you didn't really see it and you didn't really, you know, see it. And it's like, okay, let me explain to you. We have a wrestling school and we have a wrestling promotion. So Danny Limelight obviously is way above the kids. So in 2021, when we were coming back, he knew Ice, would love to have had a match with him. So we talked. And I'm like, hey, bro, this is really the deal. You know, I know what you may be asking for, but I don't say in most cases, what do you want? I kind of know the average cost from certain people. Sure. So, you know, I take a Hammerstone, for example, when he first came in and he kindly got more money. We never discussed money. So it's like, hey, Danny, we're doing this. It's our first show back from the thing. We were going to have Danny wrestle in the Rumble, because when we came back, we did everything in one. It was a two-night thing. So yeah. I can give you X amount of dollars. This is what I can do. It's not really a negotiation. It's like, this is what we can do for your value. Now, I'm not going to pay him what I'm going to pay a Jaden Monroe who comes in with the Class in Reno. Because, right. Again, Class and Reno started at Future Shock. And they were getting basically very little. They were put over. Here's an opportunity. We'll work from there.
Right.
So if you look at the majority of our guys that come in from out of town, there's never money discussed. Okay. So it's like, this is what you're starting with. They know how it is. They work for Dom. They work Santino's, whatever it is. Now, there's been a couple of occasions where guys that we gave opportunities to that came to us, they wanted to work. And again, 90% of those guys were recommended by their peers. Hey, right. Danny Limelight says, I got this guy. Or the Santino crew says, we got this guy. Or the Arizona crew and Hammerstone says, I got Class. And Class says, I got Reno. And then Koa comes. And all these guys come down just hoping for an opportunity. They're driving down for free. Okay. Right. Now, the problem becomes where most of those guys all get pretty much the same amount of money. And then, you know, when you step up, so Class, I joked the other day because we had a show, Class and Reno. So Class gets a little bit more than Devin Reno. Okay. He's been here longer. So what happened was I had no small bills. So I asked somebody who had change. And of course, the psychiatrist Class had change of 100 that nobody else had change of anything, you know? So I got the money from Class and I ended up having to short him like $5 or something. So at that point, Devin Reno was making $5 more because I actually paid them the same match. So I said, hey, Devin, do me a favor. You owe Class $5. Because it's just the principle of it. It's the joking thing. And they understand this is what it is. We're running a school show. We're running this. They know they're going to make a little bit more at the casino show. There's guys who've come to me and said, well, hey, I can't do that. Okay, well, what are you looking for? And all of a sudden, they want to double their pay on a school show. And it's like, sorry. You know, there's guys that have been on my show that have been put in some decent positions that we no longer use just because, you know, you're here. I'm not jumping you over a Chris Bay or Hammerstone who work for X amount at a school show. I'm not paying you more. That's right. Not fucking happening. And it's not I hold any animosity. I understand what you're looking for. Like, I might give you a little bump. This is what I could do. But if that's not what you're okay with, then we just go our separate ways.
Right.
But in most of those cases, not everyone, 6 months later, hey, bro, just checking to see if you have a spot. Like, no, we had a spot for you. You didn't want that spot for what we were offering. And that's okay. You know, you want to go make more over there, or you're going to make the same amount of money in LA, California, because you only have to drive. So you're not spending that money on gas, even though you're going with three people. I get it.
Right.
But a couple of guys I even seen got to be on NXT because they met certain people at my show. So we're offering a little bit more to you. And if you're okay with it, great. It's like I say, you could make twice as much from that show than my show, but there's going to be you, him, another guy, and that's probably about it of really quality guys on the show. You look everywhere on my show, and there's quality guys mixed in with my younger guys that are getting experience and getting the opportunity to wrestle these guys. Yeah. Dante King moved from New Mexico. He's in the ring with Danny Limelight. He's now in the ring with Bateman. You know, he had to travel all over the Southwest area to just get matches. And whatever match he got, he got. Now, by planting the flag and continually to work hard, he's gotten to work with Damian Drake. And he's gotten to work with Danny Limelight. And that's how it is for everybody. They're all getting these opportunities. So getting to me is very hard. But they have to make the sacrifices. Bryce Saturn, Damian Desire. I got a message yesterday. And she worked for us at one of the shows, late replacement. Danny Limelight knew her. Jada Stone. Worked TNA. She's New Japan Dojo. She's awesome. And she messaged me yesterday. Hey, want to let you know I'm on the West Coast and I want to make FSW a priority. Want to work for you. I'm ready to get dates. And I said, the first thing I say, as I say to everybody, the pay isn't great, but I'm going to give you opportunities. And now that's up to the person. So anybody who wants to motherfuck me later about things is ridiculous because they know the routine from day one.
Right.
Same thing with students who become good wrestlers, but when they didn't pay for a while and I let them slide, to then complain about what I don't pay them instead of stopping them in their tracks and they would have had to go to a different state to go to a wrestling school is offensive to me.
Yeah.
And in most cases, there isn't that problem, but there's always a few. Like I'll tell you, Suavecitos, we've had our ups and downs, dues, blah, 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 blah. But one thing that has never come up is we don't want to work for you because you don't pay me enough. They understood the situation. And it was like, cool. So there was never animosity towards that.
Right.
There was just the animosity of how I felt or how they felt and disrespected and all the other things. But it never came down to the fact that, hey, SA, you're not fucking paying us. And he'd be like, well, hey, bro, you didn't pay for fucking X amount of months. You know what I mean? So that it's kind of that unwritten thing. And it's like, I don't need to say it to you because you should know it. So if I don't have to say it to you, there's more respect on you. I could give you this. But, okay, let's start at a number that you owe. We'll cut it in half. And then we'll prorate your money for the show. Well, if that's the case, why do I even need to deal with you? I have 150 other people who want to be on the show.
Right.
Nothing personal. It's the business part that, you know, because when you come in, they're students, they're kids, they're going to do whatever I tell them because they feel they have to because they're trying to get their foot in the door. And then some, and I won't even say a third, probably less than that. But once they get to a different level, then all of a sudden, like, well, I'm going to make that over there. I can't. Okay, well, then don't complain. Or even the younger guys now. Hey, can we talk? Yeah, well, sure, we could talk. You're a future shock guy. You might get on high octane. But if you're not available in a future shock because you're going to work the other fucking show, that's great that you're available for the casino show. Every one of you are available for the casino show. Like, no, there's no place for you. Or how do I build a storyline in a tag team when one guy in the tag team couldn't make the last show, the other guy in the tag team couldn't make the show before.
Right.
You might have worked the show the third one before that, and one of you couldn't make the fourth show before that. What are you trying to dictate? Do you think there's not a pecking order?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and mixed in with the built-in promotion talent, the mariachis, makeshift, whatever, then you got Dutra and Wise Guy. Guy like Wise Guy who's been wanting to work for me for 10 years. The guy's fucking excellent. Better than every single student that we have right now, but never got him on. Tito and Che never got him on. Took him, now I gotta pay to get Tito on. Like, you know, maybe if I was consistently using him, he'd give me a little better deal. Still gives me a good deal, but he don't give me a great deal because now he's getting paid and I understand it. But now I want to use him because I've always loved them as a tag team.
Right.
You know, when Che was one of those guys that, hey, here's our friend Che. You know, he's doing really well. If you can find a spot for him and I give him a match and $20, you know, back in 2015, 14. And it's like, oh shit, yeah, I like this guy. He's good. And then he became a mainstay.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a really difficult process. Yeah, you can send me all the messages you want. You got to come to town. And I say, hey, we're not covering travel. I don't care where you're coming from. If you're coming from Chicago, you're flying yourself in. There's no benefit for me to use you as a one-off.
Right.
To take up space on my show. No offense. Now, there's always a show or, you know, every other show that you're putting it together and there's a spot. And for example, at Future Shock, there's a guy, Tommy Mars. He wrestled. Hey, I'm doing the New Japan Dojo. I live on the East Coast, but I'm out here for 3 months. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, we're doing Future Shock. We need a team for a tag match. And it was makeshift chemistry. And I needed a guy. And it was a random tag. So I put somebody with this guy. And they had a match. Because he sent me his stuff. Right place, right time.
Right.
So I never tell anybody no, but I tell them it's not very easy. You know, hey, I'm going to be in town. Well, yeah, it's a casino show. There's a zero in a million shot of you getting on the show. But in the independent world, in a lot of these other shows throughout the country, random people show up and they get put on matches. Because they don't really have a card set and they know the guy's going to work for free or $10 or whatever it is. So they'll use some guy that they don't even have a resume on. They don't know who he was trained by. He just came and helped out at a show. Unfortunately, I expect recommendations.
Right.
Because back in the day, I studied YouTube and I found out who the Young Bucks were. And who Ryan Taylor was, and who Brandon Gatson was. And that was my job, as it is my job now. Now, when you have a company and you're running the school and it's 15 years later, there's a million more wrestlers and there's a lot of good people. Who do you decide is good? Well, when, you know, Hammerstone and now Class tell me how good Devin Reno is and how hard he works, he's getting the first look just because Koa shows up. Koa was green and raw as can be. Put him in a random match here, random match there. Yeah, he was okay. Something fell through with somebody who is now actually his tag partner, Duke, who was originally going to be in it. And he just had things going on and he couldn't commit. okay, well, I can't use you. And time progressed. I put Koa into the mix. Koa improved 1,000% since the first time you saw Kevin Koa.
Right.
Nicest guy, always there. Hey, I don't have a match for you, but I'm running something. I'll be there. Messaged me the other day. Hey, do you got the dates for December? That way I could tell my job I need the day off. Because he's committed to being on the wrestling show.
Right. Yep.
As difficult as it is, I understand people need to make money. People don't need to work their job. But if your goal is to be a wrestler and you can't make shows because you can't get off of your job,
yeah,
how is it possible to wrestle 10 times a month to get better instead of 3 times a month?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a hugely difficult process for everybody involved. So I don't take them for granted. And unfortunately, a lot of times they'll take me for granted.
Right. Of course.
You know, because today's Wednesday. All right. Show's on Saturday. Is the entire show booked? No, it's not. But we have 2 women's matches I announced. We have a 6-man tag, mariachis. Hey, they might have another booking. Yeah, I'm going to try to get you on. Okay, I got something for you. Boom, there's 3. Hey, we got Vandegrift. He's available in Nevada State. 4, boom. Hey, let's do this contender match. Had to hit up a couple people. Are we good? We're good. Now we're 5. The tag match got set up. My miscommunication, Golden Era. We fixed it. Boom, that's match 6. All right, so now we got 7. What the other one is off my head. I can't exactly think because I think I said we're at 6. But there's room for at least a pre-show. And now I have a list. Here are all the matches. And now here's names. Oh, sorry. Feast or Famine match. I'm announcing it today. They met before. The last 2 FSW heavyweight champions will now wrestle for the 2nd time in a feast or famine match. The winner of the match gets number 29 out of 30. The loser starts at number 1. Former champion Shogun, former champion Ice Williams.
Dude, you're starting Ice at 1 in this battle royal?
Are you saying Shogun's winning?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
One of them's going to have to start it at the bottom. Now they're here. You know? So that's the matchup.
Okay, wait. In all seriousness, what if it's a no contest or a draw? Do they both start it? Is that 1-2?
There is no draw. There must be a winner.
There must be a winner. Okay.
Must be a winner. So we hope it doesn't go into the Chris Bay allotted time at 9:47.
Can we just auction off the winner at that point?
Hey, there you go. $100. We'll do like they do at the UFC. We'll hire 3 judges. We'll have a 20-minute time limit. And if it goes to 20 minutes, the final decision is based on the luck of the draw, who the judges are.
I think you can get Austin Aries, to be honest. I'm pretty sure he'd be a judge in a second. Get Austin Aries, Greg Valentine, and
Austin Aries don't live here anymore.
Really?
He's in South America or Mexico, I believe. 1 of the 2.
You got your pick of judges.
Back in the day, here's a story. Back in the day, when FSW was trying to think of every way, or Joe DeFog was trying to think of every way to bring in money, one Christmas, we decided to do a auction. With all proceeds going to my bank account for FSW. Okay. So, we had this guy, Brandon, who later became a referee. And Brandon was known, his family had a lot of money, whatever. He used to come with his nephew, buddy, whatever he was. His nickname was the Washable Marker, I remember. This was in the very early days, the Washable Marker. And he'd come in, he'd go crazy at the shows. And then there was another guy, I forgot his name, but I believe he might have worked with Remy or as a server somewhere at, what's Nacho Daddy or something back in the day. You know, this has got to be 2010 or 11 or 12 or whatever. So we do an auction. And the winner of the auction gets to accompany, I think it was a tag team. I don't know if it was Jack and Remy at the time, but it was basically you get to be their manager. Okay? And this was back in the day, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago when there was no like Venmo or who took credit cards. So everything was cash.
Right.
Okay. So we got to the bid. Hey, you get to walk out and be the manager for Remy's tag team. And it was like $40, $50, $70, $90, $120, $140, $160. And we got to the point where the guy was like, you take credit cards? And it was like, no. And we had to stop the bidding. And it was probably like $180 or something. And they got to walk out. You know, I almost did it with Matt Hardy at one of the casino shows. Like, you know, you bid to be the manager. So, yeah, there's a couple of. But we also did be the guest ring announcer. Be the guest commentator. I believe George Foreman bid $60. And he got to commentate one of the matches live that we did. I don't even think we did it live back then. Tony Bruno did it. He won. So a couple people, different people won it. So it was just ways. It was, we would have a match. And we would auction off. You pick the stipulation of the match.
Sure.
So it was no DQ. False count anywhere. So they were similar matches, but they were that way. And we did one in the beginning of the show where nobody fucking knew. And it was the BFFs were our tag team champions. Okay. And the winner, I think we did that as the raffle too. I don't know if we auctioned it off. No, it was a raffle. And you raffled it out before the show started. Who will the BFFs wrestle for the tag titles that night? And that was when the Midnight Marvels, Damian Drake, and Spida Woya won the tag titles. So there's been a great tradition in doing the auctions. So, you know, that might be the stipulation. You know, nobody, a couple people were upset they didn't get the casket match at the Halloween show. So maybe the feast or famine, because, you know, feast, famine, right, stuck in a casket.
Yeah.
Maybe you picked the stipulation of a casket.
I think that Ice and Shogun hearing that right here, right now, is probably got their juices flowing, right?
Oh, I can imagine. So, yeah. So trying to have as much fun as we can with it under the circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
So always trying to do something that, you know, hey, you know what? I haven't been in an FSW show in a while. Man, I loved Chris Bay, and I'm sorry to hear what happened to him. You know what? I want to come out and support. Yeah. You know, so
yeah,
it's all for a great cause. Like I said, you know, I never did this to be rich, make a few bucks, sure. So anything that we can do to help somebody who's probably saved me thousands of dollars, legitimately, if I really wanted to book him on a show and I had to pay him accordingly, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Hammerstone, same thing with Kenny, same thing with a lot of these guys who I will be forever thankful to. You know, Chris Bay to me is, you know, an amazing story from how he started walking in our doors to, you know, him and Cross are right there as the greatest students that we've ever produced, because Sepha was fantastic, but Sepha had background. He had Rikishi, you know, he was around wrestling his whole life. Right. Lacey came to us an unpolished stone and we helped make her that diamond in the rough. But Chris Bay, Jay Vidal had Gangrel a little bit. You know, Chris Bay and Karrion Kross started literally at zero and have made great strides. And they are the true epitome of when you promote our school. You know, they make us money just by saying we trained those guys from scratch.
Right.
So, like I said, anything I could do for Chris, I would be more than willing to do.
Well, again, it's going to be on the 9th, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the FSW Arena. You can go ahead and reach out to Joe on Messenger for further information, or if you might have something that could, you know, go towards the auction or towards the raffling, let Joe know, because again, anything that, you know, anything that comes in can potentially help with, you know, Chris's recovery fund. And it's something that is going to be a pretty damn solid, exciting show. I think there's going to be a general goodwill and buzz in the building that night. So
a 1,000% on that. So it's like, it's going to be a long day, and you know, hopefully maybe we can get, you know, Chris FaceTimed or something like that. We were able to with Gunner last time, and it's amazing to see the recovery that, you know, he's had. You know he was, you know, he was written off for good from the doctors. Like, holy shit. So, again, here's a kid that his doctors told him may not live. He may not walk again. He's doing everything. And, you know, just because some person said you can't doesn't mean it'll never happen. Never give up, you know. And, you know, I know Chris is definitely a guy who, as I stated many times, is one of the most determined people I know. So if anybody is going to come back from this, you know, it can't write him off at all. So, you know, it's going to be, as I like to call it, a celebration of life, of, you know, let's do it for Chris. You know, it's like, he always likes to put the Bay moniker to everything. Right. So it's like, figured we could do that also. So, yeah. So the key is, you know, getting people there, getting the raffle going, having a great show, you know, and down the line, you know, hopefully we're going to get a show for him that's an actual charity show.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully at that time he's in much better situation. And, you know, we're talking about how, oh man, it was crazy what happened. It's amazing where we're at now. So that's, you know, that's what we're all looking for. So.
Right. And you can also go to gofund.me/A09E8. A55, that's Chris's GoFundMe. You know, it also doesn't hurt, If you want something physical, you can go to Pro Wrestling Tees and grab a shirt.
It's funny. It's funny you say that. This guy Brad, who used to come to our show all the time, I sent him an email from his Pro Wrestling Tees. So it said mailer, whatever. So I'm not sure if he works there anymore. But Garth posted something, and it was like, pray for Bay with like the Bullet Club thing. Right. And it was like, I'm trying to move forward on trying to figure out a way to get that's a great shirt where yep. we could do something to donate. But the thing is, we also have an event page for the Chris Bay thing. So we're trying to keep people updated. So like the auction for the jacket, it's at 150. We're going to put that information there. So if you go to that event page, we're going to start putting pictures and things that you can bid on. That way, even if you're out of state, yep. you know, we got Triller. Hopefully we might even air the raffle auction on there where people can do it. I'm not sure if they're able to send through that way, but maybe we'll have the scroll going. Mikey could probably do that, you know, just do Venmo and Zelle, you know, whichever yeah. that instead of yeah. everything. Like, hey, Venmo, FSW09, Zelle, LV Future Stars at yahoo.com. You know, this is what it costs for a raffle ticket. And we can have somebody monitoring it that way. When it comes in, you know, I'm assuming I won't be doing commentary, so I'll have more access to my phone, even yeah. though we use it as part of the square when people are checking in. So we'll figure out a way. That way, anybody who wants to contribute can. So it's like, you know, look for the Chris Bay event page. It's all over FSW page. It's all over my personal Joe DeFalco page. And, you know, whether it's the posters will get put in a nice frame, whether it's the existing stuff Mikey did, you know, there's autographed, you know, Mark Briscoe, Adam Cole posters. Yeah. There's one we're offering. It was Chris Bay versus Ice Williams, framed up real nice. There's a picture of it signed by both guys. There's an FSW House of Glory one, unfortunately not signed by everybody, but it's signed by a few people. So I need to see. Plus we have other stuff. As I said, you know, Brian Cage is coming by. So anything that we got with Brian on there, some of the Meccas, we're going to have him sign, and, you know, anybody else who comes through our doors. So, and if you're a Raider fan, if you're a Golden Knight fan, there's a good, you know, possibility. Hey, you get tickets to the Silver Knights, you know, whatever it is. It's Wednesday, and I haven't even scratched the surface on who I can contact. Like, yeah. it's like, oh, shit, I can't believe I didn't hit up the Silver Knights. I hit them up yesterday. It's like, we just did the thing there. Like, hey, Chandler, give me some tickets. Okay, no, you know, everybody yeah. is willing. It's just like, you got to put it out there for them to know. And right. that's the hardest part is getting the reach and getting people. So anybody out there that has a business that want to donate anything, it doesn't have to be wrestling related, gift certificate for something, whatever. I was watching Fox 5, and it was like our good buddies Casa de Amor. They were doing some kind of giveaway with to do with the Golden Knights, and it was a gift certificate for Casa de Amor, you yeah. know, one of the best Italian restaurants in town. Big wrestling fans. They've come to shows. They've sponsored us. Their daughter was in the kids' class for a time. So, and they have
no relation to Scott D'Amore.
Definitely not. And then we're setting everything up. Like I said, you know, besides everything going on, we're still setting up for Luck of the Draw. We're 2.5 weeks away. I'm still waiting for the contract. What the fuck? Setting the thing. It's like I'm trying to sell the tickets now through us. It's like I got to move forward. Like, let's go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you go past Silverton, there's no indication that there's any type of wrestling.
I would highly doubt it. We don't have a contract signed, but, you know, he told me 2 weeks ago to get the stuff out so they can have it. But I can't believe they're going to go out of their way with an unsigned contract because, you know, we've pulled out 0 times out of the 20 shows we've done there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And again, simple things.
Well, the contract should be the, I don't know, simplest or maybe the most important.
I think I'm going to pull three dates next time and get them all signed at once.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well, yeah. Well, that is what is going on again this Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific time at the FSW Arena. It's a state of emergency. It's also
in more ways than one. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, it's also a big fundraiser for Chris Bay. So if you have the means, come on down or put in a bid. Check out everything on the FSW pages. And definitely, you know, if you can help Chris out. And then, yeah, get ready for the 24th. And at Silverton, as of now, contracts pending. So,
you know, I can't believe there's an issue. The date is held. It's our date.
Right. Well, maybe they'll bring in Los Lobos, surprise 24th booking. So,
wow, Los Lobos and Los Lonely Boys, huh?
Right. Yeah, then they can give away twice as many, or dose as much tickets.
Yes.
So I don't even know if there's any other Los.
Yes. Now, who did the La Bamba song?
That was Lobos.
Okay.
That was Los Lobos. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. I got confused, though. And Los Lonely Boys had that one hit song, I remember.
Yeah, in the late 90s, I think it was.
Yeah.
So now I don't know if there's any other Los Hombres, Los.
Well, there was Los HSK for the Heritage Night at the Henderson Silver Knights.
Okay. Well, there we go. So we got a Los Trios. Oh, yes. Hey. That's there you go. Cool. A Los Trios match.
Yes.
When you book your luchador show.
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Hey, man, you could always take over Taco Fest next year.
Nah, I think he's locked that in. Unfortunately, we can't grab that one.
Maybe you can make a deal. Maybe Ricky can lease you out the rights and all proceeds goes to Chris.
Maybe.
All right. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. And until next time, everyone, happy wrestling.